You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about happiness. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each person says happiness means to them. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
What is happiness? From an early age, happiness for me is sitting in a boat in the middle of a lake on a summer's day and doing some serious fishing. All alone, just me and my thoughts. No stress, get away from it all for an hour or so. But maybe not completely aimless, not just lying on a beach somewhere, but having some task to do. Then, when it's all over, it's back to normal life and problems and hassle and having to fight to get what you want. But that brief moment of happiness helps me to reflect and make sense of my life.
Speaker 2.
I think to be happy, you do obviously need some financial security. Not rich, I didn't say that, because there's an important difference. Also, I'd say you need humour in your life. That's kind of obvious too. Having lots of free time to do what you want. Not sure there. I'd say quite the reverse, actually. For me, you really appreciate your moments of leisure when you've done lots of hard work. If it's all play and no work in your life, then you don't enjoy it. So for me, it's all to do with setting yourself a list of things to get through. And then you've completed them, now you can be happy.
Speaker 3.
I sometimes wonder if being happy is something to do with age. Very young children are happy most of the time. Very old people are happy when they think of fond memories, and also they're happy when they see their grandchildren happy. So happiness is not just specific to one age group. That's certainly the case with my family. But in my experience, happy people get through life more easily. If you take things seriously all the time, that's when you get stressed or have health issues, maybe. And sometimes life can be a real pain, let's be honest.
Speaker 4.
Happiness comes in many shapes and forms. Personally, I'm happy when I'm active, doing my sports, and feeling all healthy. But maybe that's a rather self-centered view. I also get moments when I'm just, say, sitting on a train and suddenly I think of my children's smiling faces and realize how lucky I am, how happy they make me, and my husband too, of course. My life could have turned out much worse, as it has for many people. Will I still be happy when they've all grown up and gone away? I'm sure when that time comes, I'll find a new form of happiness.
Speaker 5.
It's sometimes said that you make your own happiness, and I've got some sympathy for that view, but in my experience, it's something more than that. It might sound strange, but I honestly think it's all about your life not being too easy. If everything in your life is handed to you on a plate by rich parents, then I actually don't think you're as happy as someone who's had to struggle a bit in their life. When you can share your struggles with others and laugh about how you got through them, that's when you're truly happy. That's certainly how it's worked out for me.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
What is happiness? From an early age, happiness for me is sitting in a boat in the middle of a lake on a summer's day and doing some serious fishing. All alone, just me and my thoughts. No stress, get away from it all for an hour or so. But maybe not completely aimless, not just lying on a beach somewhere, but having some task to do. Then, when it's all over, it's back to normal life and problems and hassle and having to fight to get what you want. But that brief moment of happiness helps me to reflect and make sense of my life.
Speaker 2.
I think to be happy, you do obviously need some financial security. Not rich, I didn't say that, because there's an important difference. Also, I'd say you need humour in your life. That's kind of obvious too. Having lots of free time to do what you want. Not sure there. I'd say quite the reverse, actually. For me, you really appreciate your moments of leisure when you've done lots of hard work. If it's all play and no work in your life, then you don't enjoy it. So for me, it's all to do with setting yourself a list of things to get through, and then you've completed them, now you can be happy.
Speaker 3.
I sometimes wonder if being happy is something to do with age. Very young children are happy most of the time. Very old people are happy when they think of fond memories, and also they're happy when they see their grandchildren happy. So happiness is not just specific to one age group. That's certainly the case with my family. But in my experience, happy people get through life more easily. If you take things seriously all the time, that's when you get stressed or have health issues, maybe. And sometimes life can be a real pain, let's be honest.
Speaker 4.
Happiness comes in many shapes and forms. Personally, I'm happy when I'm active, doing my sports, and feeling all healthy. But maybe that's a rather self-centered view. I also get moments when I'm just, say, sitting on a train, and suddenly I think of my children's smiling faces and realize how lucky I am, how happy they make me. And my husband, too, of course. My life could have turned out much worse, as it has for many people. Will I still be happy when they've all grown up and gone away? I'm sure when that time comes, I'll find a new form of happiness.
Speaker 5.
It's sometimes said that you make your own happiness, and I've got some sympathy for that view, but in my experience, it's something more than that. It might sound strange, but I honestly think it's all about your life not being too easy. If everything in your life is handed to you on a plate by rich parents, then I actually don't think you're as happy as someone who's had to struggle a bit in their life. When you can share your struggles with others and laugh about how you got through them, that's when you're truly happy. That's certainly how it's worked out for me.
That is the end of part 3.